Let's pray.
Dotsiki, Father.
Father, help us to see what your word means for us.
Raio, ampiuzai aid nievtrni tenau wanai.
Your word stands firm forever.
Ni tenau dem zurtsumizunguz namandraksai.
Your word is truth.
And
it's relevant for every one of us. Help us to understand it. And help us to apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. When Israel asked for a king, they actually offended God. Israel wanted to be like the other nations. And so they said, give us a king like the other nations have. And God said to Samuel, they haven't rejected you, they've rejected me. And see, Israel wanted to kind of just be like other nations. Other nations looked important because they had kings that you could see were kind of like important, maybe because of the clothes they wore or the ceremony that they had. People have ways of showing off. We're very good at self-importance.
As
the word of God says, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart.
And
interestingly, the first king that Israel got was King Saul.
And
King Saul was actually, in a way, a rebuke from God.
Because
what they got was a king like the other nations
had. And
Saul didn't stay within the bounds of his authority. But he did as he pleased because he was insecure. So he had to show off to the people how important he was. And he performed sacrifices that he wasn't allowed to perform. He acted like a priest when he wasn't a priest. He kept the spoils of a certain battle which he was supposed to devote to God. And in the end, God removed his spirit from Saul. He basically withdrew his presence from Saul, said, I'm no longer going to empower you, I'm no longer going to lead and guide you. You know, after Saul, we get David.
And
David was described as a man after God's own heart. So there's this incredible contrast. You've got Saul, who is a king like the other nations have.
And
David, a man after God's heart. So when you look at
Saul,
with his insecurities, he wanted to know what must I do in order to succeed? I've got to control the people. I've got to get rid of David because he's a threat to me. I've got to keep the people happy. And he was manipulative. And he wanted to control, but he didn't trust God. And so in the end, Samuel dies. Samuel dies, but Saul is alive now without a prophet.
Mat Samuel afa isol ya mbula felle zovatsimisi pamnani.
And God has effectively abandoned Saul. He's left him in the dark.
Neva ni andremanta zaneva na velana andremanta Saul ya na velano tao anatin le maizina tao izy.
Saul is just in the place of now what people who don't know God is like in their place.
Sano use and soul zoa au yo am le toerana otrano le toerana nyolla tsima fantatra an'Andriamanitra.
He's got no prophet to speak, he can't hear from God.
Tsimanana pamnan ba iteny izy tsy afaka mandreha vany amin'Andriamanitra.
He wants to control his kingdom.
Ary te ife an'ny fanjakana izy.
And he goes looking for a witch doctor, a witch.
We
in English we call it a necromancer, someone who speaks to the dead.
There
are such people.
They
deal with demons.
And
Saul finds one and calls Samuel.
One
of the strangest passages in the Bible. Saul appears to be having a conversation with Samuel. The spirit of Samuel. Called back from the dead. And Samuel's angry.
Detest Samuel.
Because it's an absolute violation, an abomination in the eyes of God. And I
want
to examine this a bit. On the one hand, I don't know if you could ever speak to someone who's died.
But
I do know there's a demonic realm. And I know that the demons don't just live for 60 or
100
years. There are demons still moving around the earth. That were around during the time of Julius Caesar, some Roman
emperor.
If there was a Cleopatra,
Cleopatra
from thousands of years ago, there was a demon that used to live in her home and watch what she did every day. So now if you go and you get hypnotized like some American did,
as
an American lady that got hypnotized, put in a trance. You know what hypnotized is? You get put into a trance and put in like a state where your mind is like, they don't call it witchcraft, but it's the same stuff they do. And when she came back to reality, she believed that she was a reincarnated version of Cleopatra.
Ai, Cleopatra tafnufundray a zany hoe ohatran le olona le ohatran hoe le efa maty iny zany de lasa velona indray.
She knew stuff she shouldn't have known.
Zany hoe misy zavatra fantany zay tokony tsy ho fantany.
She could remember experiences she never had.
De misy zavatra efa fanaony zany mety tadidiny na ya ohatran le mihetsika tromba reny.
My theory is she didn't meet Cleopatra.
Ny tiako tenenina zany de hoe izy tsy nahitany Cleopatra.
And my theory is she never was Cleopatra.
Ary izy koa tsy Cleopatra mihitsiny.
Because the Bible says it's by God it's given unto man once to die and then face judgment.
Satria amin'andriamanitra de hoe na misy olona anakiray a rehefa veo izy rehefa maty izy a de miatrika fitsarana maty indray mandeha.
There's a story of a little kid who's like 7 years old.
Misy tantarana kizikely anakiray hoe fito taona zay.
And in his dreams he met his grandmother.
De tao amin'ny nofiny a niona tamin'ny bebeany izy.
Who died before he was born.
Bebeany izay maty amin'ny alohany nahaterahany.
And then he started talking about things about his grandmother that he could not have known.
De avy eo izy a nanomboka ny resaka zavatra momba an'le bebeany zavatra tsy tokony ho fantany akory.
Did he meet his grandmother?
Tena niona tamin'le bebeany ve izy?
I don't believe so.
Zaho tsy mino an'izay a.
I believe he's being traumatized by demons.
Zaho mino hoe mety hoe nampatahorin'ny devoly izy.
Who knew his grandmother very well.
Le devoly izay nafantatra tsara amin'ny bebeany.
Just by observation.
Ohatrany hoe izay izany araka ny fandinihana.
Why am I telling you this?
Inona ary ny antony tenenako an'izany ianareo?
Because there are forces of darkness.
Satria tena misy tokoa ny herimaizina.
And they do know stuff.
Dery zareo tena mahafantatsavatra.
And we can't figure all that out. We can't say categorically it's like this or it's like that.
De tsy hoe voafariparitsika na ho fantatritsika tena mazava tsara le izy hoe ohatrohatran'izao ny fandehany na ohatr'izao le izy.
So some people think they're going to consult an ancestor.
De misy olona mieritreritra andeha anontany an'ny razana.
But instead of hearing from their ancestor, they hear from a demon who is pretending to be their ancestor.
Tetsy le raza no ayenon zavatra fa le devoly azay maka mohatra ny manao modimody le razany a io miteny aminazy io.
Now here's the interesting thing.
De zao ara le zavatra tena mahaliana.
The devil can appear as an angel of light. He can come as if he's good.
Ny devoly de afaka miseho izy ho tahaka an'le anjelon'ny fahazavana zany hoe afaka manao modimody ohatrany hoe tsara izy.
But his only goal is to rob, kill and destroy.
Fa ny tanjony tokana nefa de ny angalatra amono ary amody.
And so all around the world
ka manerana an'izao tontolo izao zany.
The nations,
ny firenena,
without God,
izay tsy manana an'Andriamanitra,
have sought ways to control their lives.
De nitady lalana hoe ahoana ny fomba hifehezany fiainany.
And so when they engage with these witchcraft things,
ka rehefa miditra amin'io resaka ohatrany hoe fisikidina na fanandrony io a,
it seems innocent.
De ohatrany hoe tsy manatsiny be ny fijery an'le izy.
They're hoping it's actually not harmful but good.
Ry zareo manantena hoe mba tsy hanimba zavatra na handratra ny aninona le izy fa ho tsara.
My grandfather always had so much wisdom.
Tatabe anay tena manana fahendrena be mihitsy.
Now he's dead.
Zao izy maty.
So I went to the fortune teller.
De lasa nandeha nankany an'le filaza le mpahita.
I want to know, is this the woman I should marry?
Ity ve le vehivavy tokony vadiko?
I don't want to make a mistake.
Zaho tsy te hanao fahadisoana.
I asked her, can she speak to my grandfather?
De nanontaniko izy afaka miresaka amin'ny dadabe anay ve ianao?
Some funny stuff happens and then suddenly, yes, I'm here.
De nisy zavatra hafa mitranga teo de tonga de eh ato a.
And you get wisdom from your grandfather.
De iny anao nahazo fahendrena avy any amin'ny dadabe.
And he says, marry her.
De ozy izy hoe vadio izy.
But actually she's sent from the devil.
Nefa raha tena izy a ny devoly mihitsy nefa nandefa n'le raha vehivavy.
And then you get in a marriage and you realize this marriage is not from heaven.
De tonga ao anatin'le fanambadiana ianao de ozy izy ianao hoe tena tsy avy any an-danitra mihitsy ty fanambadiana ity.
I have a serious point behind all I'm saying.
Misy ateboka entitra tiako hozaraina ao amin'izay zavatra rehetra andresahako teo izay.
There's a thing known as match fixing, like when you're in sport.
Misy zavatra fantatro ohatra le amin'ny fanatanjahantena ireny izao dia le
playing sport, people bet on the sports game. Who will win, who will lose?
Rehefa le misy kilalao ireny izany dia misy olona manao miloka hoe iza no andresy dia iza no resy.
What makes that work is that no one knows who will win or lose.
Mampety an'izay dia satria ianao tsy mahafantatra hoe iza tokoa no andresy, iza no resy.
So some of the biggest scandals in sporting history is when someone pays someone to lose a game.
Teny zava-doza indrindra ho anatin'izay dia raha ohatra ka hoe misy olona izany manome vola an'le mpilalao anankiray hoe aokanareo mba ho resy.
In South Africa once the cricket captain was in a scandal like that.
Indray andro izay le kapitainy cricket tany Afrika Atsimo niditra tamin'ny zavatra tahaka an'izay.
Two or three players on the team took, let's say, $10,000 each.
Nisy roa na telo tamin'ireo mpilalao andao ataontsika ohatra hoe nahazo $10,000 daholo izy anankireteniireo.
They went out and pretended to try to win but actually tried to lose.
De ry zareo mamody mandeha milalao mba hoe andresy a nefa nyizany ny zavatra kendreny le ho resy.
They lost the game.
De tena resy tokoa izy tamin'ilay kilalao.
In other words, they earned their $10,000.
Izany hoe raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa dia nahazo an'ilay vola izany zareo.
Someone else bet on the game.
Nisy olona nefany a nanao fanamy izany na hoe niloka hoe tamin'ilay kilalao io.
Knowing that the game was going to be lost by the South African team.
Dia efa nahafantatra tsara izany hoe ho resy a ilay mpilalao afrikanina tatsimo.
Thousands of other people didn't know that the game was rigged, was fixed.
Teny amanarivony amin'le mpilala ny mpijery rehetra rehetra izany tsy nafantatra hoe efa namboamboarina ohatra izany ane le kilalao.
They bet that South Africa would win.
Ry zareo na loka hoe mandresy ny afrikanina tatsimo.
It was very unlikely that South Africa would lose.
Satria tena ohatra ny hoe tsy dia hitombona loatra le aharesy an'ny afrikanina tatsimo.
So the people who bet that South Africa would lose were betting on big on odds that would give them a lot of money.
Ka le olona le niteny izany loka hoe ho resy le afrikanina tatsimo a ny antony nanaovany an'izay izany dia le mahazahoany vola be.
What happens then is that the person wins a lot. So they put in $5,000 bet, they get back $100,000.
Zany hoe zavatra nitranga izany ohatra hoe naloka izy hoe $5,000 le izy a rehefa natambatambatra tao izany le izy dia nahazo $100,000.
That's actually, it's evil, but we would call it good business because they spent $30,000 bribing some players to lose.
Zany nefa dia tena faratsiana zavatra ratsy nefa na ohatra ny hoe business tsara nandeha be le businessny satria ohatra hoe nandany izy a $30,000 izany nataony kolokolo tamin'le olona dia
then they bet $5,000 knowing that they're gonna win their bet.
De nanome $5,000 izy satria fantany hoe ahazo an'le loka izy a.
So they spent $35,000, they got back $100,000.
$35,000 zany laniny a $100,000 ny azony.
How do you think the other people that bet would feel if they found out that they were tricked?
Ahoana ozy izy ny eritreritra ao a ny amin'ireo olona hafa izay nifampiloka taminazy raha ohatra ireo olo ireo nahafantatra hoe ny fitahana ry zareo.
They would be deeply offended because they were basically robbed. There was no chance that the bet could have gone their way.
Tena tafitohana mafy ho tafitohana mafy mihitsy ry zareo satria fantany hoe ohatrany hoe nangalarana izy izany.
Another example of that concept is something called insider trading.
De mbola mitovitovy amin'izany ohatrany hoe toejavamisy ohatran'izay ihany koa le resaka fifanakalozana.
In Wall Street where you have the stock exchange.
Rehefa misy an'le
Yeah, that thing. It's a French word, bourse. It means the stock exchange.
Le misy an'le ohatrany hoe fiovaovan'ny stock zany.
It's education today. You must learn these things. So what happens is a company's share value can change. Investors buy and sell shares in a company. But let's say if this will never happen, but let's say if Apple was planning to merge with Microsoft. People would know, if that were to happen, they would know that the value of Apple shares might go down. So the executives in the companies that are negotiating the deal, they know a secret that the public doesn't know. And so by law, they are not permitted to trade the shares at that time. Because they know in advance which way the share price is going to move. And if you have insider information, and you know for sure the share price is going to double tomorrow when this news is announced publicly, you phone your friend, buy shares in this company today, because I know tomorrow when this news breaks, the share price will rocket upwards. That's called insider trading, because you're trading with inside knowledge that no one is privy to. No one has that knowledge but you.
Why
are these things so wicked? Well, because the other party who's in the dark is going to lose. The game is not fair. If you know the future, you can control circumstances for your benefit. Without the other parties getting a fair chance. They're not in an equal position. That's deceptive, that's evil. Now human beings like Saul, and the nations have always wanted to know the future. So that they can control circumstances and people. In order to benefit themselves. And so I'm talking about those ideas which we actually find in the world around us. God calls them the abominable practices of those nations. God says they shall not be found among you. And then he lists them. He says those who practice divination. Or telling fortunes or interpreting omens.
Na otrany ma pandika zavatra panao skidy.
So reading the stars.
Na re otrany le pamaky kintana ma milaza ny hevitry ny kintana.
Is an abomination to God.
Fa vetavetany ho anatrehan'Andriamanitra
zany. It's forbidden for his people.
Ary zany dia tena zavatra tsy avelany ataon'ny olona.
Trying to predict an important date using an astrologer, using a wise man.
Fiezahana ohatrany hoe manandro miteny hoe misy miteny dia mileo ohatrahatran'izao no mety ho zava-misy manao fanandrona e.
Trying to find the special date for the special event is forbidden by God.
Lewe mtadi andro manokana na hoana toy zavatra nakray manokana na zavatra nakray manokana zany dia zavatra lavin'Andriamanitra tsy avelan'Andriamanitra atao.
Who's done those kinds of things? I don't mean you, I mean who in the world?
Iza amin'izao tontolo izao moa no manao an'izany karazana zavatra izany?
It's Malagasy tradition.
Tena fomba Malagasy mihitsy izany.
Don't worry, you're not unique.
Aza manana efa fa tsy hoe manokana be ianao.
All over the world where people don't know God, they've tried these things.
Manerana an'izao tontolo izao a, rehefa le olona tsy mahafantatra an'Andriamanitra ireny a, efa manandrana an'izany zavatra izany daholo.
When I grew up, every magazine you bought in South Africa had a page devoted to the signs of the zodiac, the star signs.
Ny tamizahako le tombo a dia nahita hoe ny magazinina rehetrarehetra dia misy an'ireny le karazana le ma horoscope.
And if you're born in May, like me,
dia raha ohatra zao ianao hoe volana meny teraka ohatra ana,
you can expect to meet someone interesting.
Dia afaka miandrandra ianao iona amina olona mahaliana anankiray.
It's vague.
Le izy malalaka be.
So it probably comes true.
The word otrany hoe ino tokoa ilay izy fa nitranga.
And some old ladies really believe that stuff.
De misy olona antitra tena mino an'izany.
And some young people sit there dreaming that this is the month they're going to meet their spouse.
De misy tokoa ireo olona tanora zazavavy ohatra manofinofy hoe ty mihitsy ilay volana ionako amin'ny vadiko.
And God says it's an abomination.
Ozy izy nefa Andriamanitra hoe fa avetavetany izany.
When I learned that's actually an expression of witchcraft because people are trying to see into the future.
Rehefa nandinika leza dia nahita hoe ohatrany hoe karazana fisikidina na fanandrona ihany zany satria le olona zany miezaka hita ny any amin'ny ho avy.
I made a decision that I won't even read it for entertainment.
Dia nanapa-kevitra tsy hamaky an'izany na ohatrany hoe ataoko fialamboly fotsiny ary amin'ny famakina an'le izy.
I didn't tear out and burn the pages.
But
I just flipped through to the next page because that stuff is ultimately evil. You know, in some cultures, they want to build a house facing a certain way.
Dia hitanareo koa amin'ny kolotsaina sasany koa rehefa le manangana trano a dia atodika any amin'ny hoe tsy maintsy mitodika makany ny trano rehefa atsangana.
It doesn't make you special.
Tsy mahatonga anao ho spesialy zany.
Because where I was born in the Transkei where the Xhosa people live.
Satria ny any amin'ny toerana nisy anako a any amin'le faritra le any amin'ny Transkei a.
Yeah, somewhere in South Africa.
Any Africa tsimane?
In a specific area.
Any amre ulla atoe koza?
Those people.
Retsareo a?
All build their houses facing a certain way.
Nentsareo kontrano tsimaintsy refa ajoro de tsimaintsy mitodika riana mitodika makari.
It's not special Malagasy tradition.
Katsoe fomba Malagasy fotsiny anjany le izy.
It's just demonic inspiration.
Fa otrany hoe fanentanana ara demoniaque.
It's just what the devil teaches all the nations that don't have God.
Satizany zavatra penarin'ny devoly ny firenena izay tsy manana an'Andriamanitra.
He's teaching you if you can control the spiritual realm, you can be okay.
Mampianatra anao izy hoe rehefa voafehanao ny tontolon'ny fanahy dia tsy maninona ianao.
Fear the spirits and don't offend them, so do this.
Atahoro ny fanahy aza manao izay manafitoana anazy azao ihany atao.
But the nations are enslaved in darkness.
Kanefa le firenena dia tena hoe tena ao anatin'ny fanandevozana, ao anatin'ny maizina.
You know that what divination is?
Fantatry nareo ve le ataon'le pahita fahitany?
You would get a diviner who would use some instrument like a stick with a fork in it.
Miss water lepano paita faitan rena, miss ma miss has kelte, missi watani furset, me arakam nim liftovan, a kel me.
Or a pendulum to swing, you know.
Lale savata kelutan,
And they would discover stuff that you can't discover.
So they
walk with a stick in South Africa, a farmer. He wants to dig a well. He wants to where's the water?
I guess
demons can go underground.
They
walk with a stick.
And
then suddenly when they're in the right place, they feel it pulls down. Now we know where to dig the well. It's an abomination to God. Pregnant ladies who wanted to know what sex is my baby. Let's get the little pendulum and we just start swinging it over the belly. And if it goes straight and stays straight, maybe it's a boy. And if it swings in a circle, maybe it's a girl. It's an abomination to God. It's not actually a fun exercise. To a scientist, it's just irrational. But what we have to look at is the underlying rebellion against God, which says, I can know the unknowable without knowing God. Fortune tellers who read your palm lines. In South Africa, they throw the bones. So they have little bones, and where they lie, they can read them. You see, it's not unique to Madagascar. It's not special medicine, it's just the way the devil's worked for centuries.
Karazana fana food special zany fa tena fotrany mitsy fomba fiasan'ny devoly atray atray.
In the Europe they have tea leaf reading. I don't even know how that works. You get a bowl and you make tea leaves and then they read how the tea leaves lie. I don't know.
Any Europe anohatra manao dite zareo a dia le misy ravoraviny zany le ravony dite dia avy eo zany iny a dia fipetrapetrakiny eo iny vakiny.
Or you get special cards. Tarot cards or whatever they are. You get board games that like the Ouija board. It's also witchcraft.
Popular
in movies. When you want to consult the spirits in movies, they show you them using that one.
And
then we get the witch doctors.
The
medicine men in South Africa.
You
can pay them to make someone fall in love with you. You can pay them, what else, to break up a relationship. You can get, I don't know how, but you can pay them for penis enlargement. Powerful medicine men.
మతాంధక వాళ్ళేలా
కమ్ టు సౌత్ ఆఫ్రికా ఇట్స్ ఇన్ ద న్యూస్ పేపర్ అడ్వర్ట్ యు జస్ట్ రీడ్ ఇట్ దేర్
మకనే సనే అన్ ఆఫ్రికా సింపతేడ టోన్ షరోయోమ్లే లె టు కమ్ బార్చో మిట్లే ఇసే
fix all your problems.
Where say hapa kama man yula no ret?
Romantic problems.
Yula no arabtiavana ret?
Sex problems.
Reza ka sex areta kuze ula no van.
But it's evil in the eyes of God.
Fasana never the tena zavatra ratio imasunandremant.
And it even comes into the church.
Yena isan kuza never the laza tafid tani mfenguna.
There's a massive, massive church in South Africa where they sell people special water.
Tena misfenguna nangeda beza yane Afrika tsima tena nges we tia ran for tukan.
Holy water.
Ran masen de yena medium nul.
Sprinkle this on your car, it'll never have an accident.
Smara apart okay leom to mobile note de tiu fuane accident minte no
go anoint your new business premises and you'll have success in business
mandiana usur menaka nyana amni asamandrarana wande tena umbe be no
can you see what the root of all this is? It is trying to control things without God.
Yitana revente no eluarano puiran zanzavatsani. Sfele zanotane te ifento etava misereta reta tsimiaraka amin'Andriamanitra.
People still do these things today.
Mbola manao zanzavatsani nola tramin'ny androany zao.
Because they want to answer questions without learning to hear the voice of God.
Satria izy dia te amaly a fantanina izay hoe tsy mila miaino tenin'Andriamanitra izy dia fa mahavaly azy.
They want to control people or circumstances without praying and trusting God.
Te ifeny zava-misy izy na ny olona nefa tsy te hoe ametraka ny fitokisana amin'Andriamanitra na hivavaka amin'Andriamanitra.
Or they want to appease spirits of ancestors out of fear.
Na hoe te anao izay mahafaly fanan razana izy a vokatry ny tahotra
when they're actually dancing with demons
nefa zavatra ataony amin'izany fotoana izany dia miara mitsinjaka amin'ny devoly
because aren't the ancestor spirits, they demonic spirits.
Satria ireny hoe fanahy eritreretina hoe le razany miteny ireny a tsy le razany tsony ireny fa ny devoly no manao an'ireny.
So God says I'm going to dispossess those nations. He says to Israel, you do none of those things.
There are always these ways that you want to
He says every single form of those practices is forbidden.
Uses ways karazan-drazana namtovitovy amin'izany zavatra rehetra rehetra izany a dia tsy azonareo atao.
Why so abominable? Why are those things so abominable to God?
Fa maninona ary izany zavatra izany tena hoe ratsy na fahavetavetana amin'Andriamanitra?
Because they represent a rebellion against God's authority. You're trying to get around God to get at the future knowledge without him.
Satile is maneo tone fanoerana ny fahefan'Andriamanitra miezaka ianao izany mandeha makao ambadika Andriamanitra mitaz maka an'ilay zavatra fa tsy amin'ny alalana.
You're trying to manipulate and control people illegitimately where you have no authority.
Ary miezaka ianao manefitefy sy manodikodina ny olona tsy ara-dalàna izany hoe tsaraka ny tokony ho izy ny anaovanao an'izay.
And because God loves you, he knows it's not good for you.
De satria tianao Andriamanitra de fantany lay zao tsy tsara aminao izany.
In one case you'll be deceived by the spirits.
Izany hoe raha lafiny anankiray izany ianao mety hoe voafitaky le fanahy.
Or in the other case you're thinking like, if I do these things, build my house this way and honor this custom or whatever, then I'll be blessed.
Na ianao eritreritra hoe rehefa tena ohatra izao ny fomba fitodiky ny tranoko a, rehefa izao ny fomba fanorenako azy a, dia araka ny eritreritra hoe dia amin'izay aho voata.
But that means you're enslaved to fear, because if you get it wrong you won't be blessed.
Dia nidika an'izay izany hoe lasa ohatrany hoe andeha vondevo le fahatahorana ianao, satria izany ianao mieritreritra raha vao tsy mety izany ny anaovanao anazy dia tsy ho voata ianao.
And that's a kind of a transactional thinking. I do this so the spirits or God or karma must do that.
Dia izany a ohatrany hoe le fieritreretana resaka fifanakalozana hoe raha izaho manao an'izao a dia le fanahy koa anao an'izao aminahy.
But God makes a better offer.
In Deuteronomy 18
verse 15.
Au am Deuteronomia tukfa falambe ful tenen din fa timambe ful.
The very next verse.
Sanuele antala tsuratra masina tonga dia ombanle mvakitsika teo.
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen.
Pamnani avy eo aminao dia avy amin'ny rahalainao tahaka no atsangan'i Jehovah Andriamanitra ho anao izy no henoinareo.
And then through history God speaks to his people.
Then andritra ny tantara rehetra rehetra niresaka tamin'ny olony Andriamanitra.
So they don't have to find another way.
Zany hoe tsy mila mitady fomba hafa.
They don't have to consult the dead.
Tsy mila mandeha miantso ny razana.
They don't have to perform funny ceremonies.
Tsy mila manao fomba hafahafa.
They worship God and he speaks.
Fa miankohaka amin'Andriamanitra, mivavaka amin'Andriamanitra dia miteny izy.
And then the Bible tells us in Hebrews 1 verse 1 and 2.
Dia any amin'ny Baiboly koa miteny amintsika any amin'ny Hebreo toko voalohany a, teny andininy voalohany ka sy ny faharoa.
That we now have the fulfillment of, let's say, all the prophets have found their fulfillment in Jesus.
We ni famnanina retretra na mpamnan retretra dia nahita ny fahafenonia avy ao amin'ny Jesus.
Read Hebrews 1 verse 1 and 2.
Andone vakitsika ny Hebreo toko voalohany dia nandininy voalohany sy faharoa. Fampitahanan'i Kristy sy ny anjely. Rehefa nampitenenin'Andriamanitra tamin'ny razana fa iny ny mpaminany tamin'ny andro samihafa sy ny fanao samihafa, dia amin'izao andro faran'izao kosa no nampitenenany tamintsika ny zanany izay voatendriny ho mpandova ny zavatra rehetra izy no nahariny izao tontolo izao.
So God speaks.
Zany hoe miteny Andriamanitra.
He made Israel better than the other nations by giving them prophets so they didn't need witchcraft.
Nataony ho tsara kokoa noho ireo firenena hafa ny Israely nomeny mpaminany izy mba hifampitenenany amin'izy ireo amin'izay izy tsy mila mitady fomba hafa.
He himself would speak to them.
Fa izy tena mihitsy no miteny amin'izareo.
And then finally he gave us Jesus.
Then avy eo ny farany nomeny an'i Jesus tsika.
God himself revealing himself to us.
Andriamanitra tena mihitsy no maneho ny tenany amintsika.
Now look at this beautiful invitation in John chapter 16.
Dia andao ny jerevana izao fanasana mafinaritra be izao ao amin'ny Jaona toko fahaenina ambin'ny folo e.
It's my last scripture.
Tiny andiny tsoratra masina farany izay ho vakiko.
And it's this one that tells me I will never need to go to a horoscope.
Dia ity no miteny aminahy ko za zany tsy mila intsony na hoe tsy mila mihitsy mandeha mamaky horoscope.
I never need to follow some kind of a ritualistic custom or tradition.
Za zany tsy mila tsonitsony hoe manaraka hoe tsy maintsy ohatrana zao fomba mampanao na hoe zao no
Because I have Jesus.
Satria zany manana an'i Jesus.
Read what it says in John 16 verse 24.
Tsy andone vakitsika ao amin'ny Jaona toko fahaenina ambin'ny folo dia nandiny fahefatra amby roapolo.
Verse 28.
Ka hatramin'ny fahavalo amby roapolo. Mandraka kehitriny dia tsy mbola nangataka na inona tamin'ny anarako ianareo. Mangata dia azo ianareo mba ho tanteraka ny fifalianareo. Fanoharana no nilazako izany zavatra izany taminareo fa ho avy ny andro izay tsy ilazako fanoharana aminareo intsony fa ambarako tsotra aminareo ny amin'iray. Amin'izany andro izany dia angataka amin'ny anaroko ianareo ary tsy milaza aminareo fa izao no angataka amin'ny iray ho anareo fa ny iray dia ti anareo satria anareo efa ti ahy ary efa nino fa nivoaka avy tamin'ny iray aho. Eny, nivoaka avy tamin'ny iray aho ka ho tonga amin'izao tontolo izao ary hiala amin'izao tontolo izao indray aho ka ankany amin'iray.
Because of Jesus, we have access to the Father.
Noho ny amin'i Jesus dia afaka manantona ny Ray tsika.
And the Father loves us and is pleased to hear our request.
Ar raide tena tiatsika ar tena falpezi iaino anse savatranga tatsika na hoe tenenitsika.
And this is the sovereign creator of all.
Ar io lay pamorna fa masmandi pamorna ny zavatra rehetra.
And Jesus gave the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Ary Jesus dia nanome ny fanomezana dia ny fanahy masina.
And as believers we have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
Ary mampino tsika dia manana ny fanahy masina tsika hitaridalana tsika.
After the Holy Spirit was given at Pentecost.
Rehefa nomena ny fanahy masina tao aorianan'ny lanomezana anazy tamin'ny andro ny Pentecosta.
The disciples never again cast lots.
Ny mpianatra dia tsy nanao resaka loka intsony.
They prayed.
Fa nivavaka izy a.
They listened to the voice of the Spirit.
Dia niaino ny feon'ny fanahy masina izy.
And they followed God that way.
Dia izay ny fomba nanarahany an'Andriamanitra.
See, the gospel sets us free to live under the favor of God.
Hitanareo ny filazantsara dia manafaka antsika mba ho afaka iaina ao ambanin'ny fahitana fity ao anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
No fear, because all the curses for our sins were carried by Jesus to the cross.
Tsy misy resaka tahotra intsony satria ny ozina rehetra dia efa noentin' Jesosy teo ambony azy fijaliana avokoa.
So we can have a humble optimism.
Dia tsika izany afaka manana fiandrandrana ampanetretena.
And live in a spacious place, in a wide open field.
Dia miaintsika eo amina toerana malalaka.
Making choices prayerfully.
Tena hoe manapa-kevitsika ambavaka nanaovana an'izany.
Humbly.
Ampanetretena.
And trusting God to direct our path.
Ary dia tena mitoky amin'Andriamanitra mba hitarika ny lalantsika.
Not knowing the future.
Tsy mbola mahafantatra ny ho avy.
Not in control of everything.
Ary tsy hoe mifehy ny zava-misy rehetrarehetra.
But trusting the one who is in the future and who is in control of everything.
Fa kosa mitoky amin'ilay iray izay any amin'ny ho avy ary ilay iray izay tena mifehy ny zava-misy rehetrarehetra.
Such freedom.
Zany fahalalahany zany.
To say, God, I submit my life to you.
Delevitenenanao andriamanitro tena apetrako aminao na atolotra anao ny fiainako.
And now I want to make choices that honor you.
Tezao koa teanao safidy izay manome voninahitra anao.
I live in the blessing of God.
Miaina ho anatin'ny fitahin'Andriamanitra.
When you bring your life to God and say, I will humble myself.
Rehefa hoentinao eo amin'Andriamanitra ny fiainanao izy izy ianao hoe ampanetreko tena ny fiainako.
I can trust him.
Afaka matoky azy a.
To bring me the best.
Hoe izy hitondra ny tsara indrindra ho anahy.
Even if it's suffering.
Eny fa na dia mampangiry firy ara ilay izy.
I know he's in control to work it out for good.
Fantatro tsara fa izy dia mifehy ny zavatra rehetra hampiteraka an'izany ho tsara ho anahy.
I can make choices by faith.
Afaka manao safidy amin'ny mpinoana.
Not needing someone else's foresight of the future, because God has already seen the future, he can guide me.
Tsy mila fahitana olon-kafa hoe ahita ny any amin'ny ho avy any satria Andriamanitra efa any amin'ny ho avy izy mahita an'izany izy ary izy no hitaridalana anahy.
We all need guidance.
Tsika rehetrarehetra dia samy mila taridalana avokoa.
Let God be your guide.
Aoka ho Andriamanitra no mpitaridalana anao.
Don't look anywhere else.
Fa aza mitady any ambadimbadika any.
Let the voice of the Spirit lead you.
Aoka ny feon'ny fanahy masina no hitarika anao.
Let his word show you the way.
Aoka ny teniny no aneho anao ny lalaka le.
And trust him.
De matokisa azy.
Let's pray.
Andao-tsika hivavaka.
Father, help us as a people to fix our eyes on you.
Raio, ampio izay amin'ny maha-olombelona anay mba tena hoe ampifantoka ny masonay aminao.
You want to love us and walk in relationship with us.
Te hitia anay sy hifandray hiara-mandeha aminay ianao.
May we never shrink back in fear.
Izahay ane tsy hiemotra amin'ny alalan'ny tahotra.
May we never turn to these other ways of finding out things.
Ary izahay ane tsy andeha hitodika mankany amin'ireny mety hoe lalaka afa ireny ka andeha amin'izany.
May we leave every form of witchcraft behind.
And
wholeheartedly trust in you for our favor. In Jesus' name. Amen.